Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your girl DJ Carmi, and right now you are listening to KPTR Behind the Music. And today we have with us Anton Tate. And first of all, Antoine, I would love to just say thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And for those of you who do not know, you're welcome. And for those of you who do not know who Antoine Tate is, there was a video that went viral a couple of months ago. It is called I See Dead People. And you were doing it a cappella. Where were you when you were doing this video?
I was in the lobby of an OG deal, a place called Operation Get Down. So it's a halfway house for people that just got out of prison. You feel what I'm saying? Because they don't let you all the way out; they only let you halfway out. So I've only been out of prison for about 2 months after I went back for a violation. But that's where they got me at. I think I got about 21 more days. You feel what I'm saying? And then I'll be able to spread my wings, so to speak.
So you're almost in the clear. That's what's up. We're very happy to hear that. And so when you did the video, what inspired you? What was your purpose when you just decided to say, hey, record me? Tell us how that went down.
Actually, because I was standing, like, at that counter, that's where, like, the administration or whatnot, and I was talking to somebody about my singing ability, and I think one of the receptionists maybe was doubtful, so she asked me to sing something, and you know what I'm saying? I started singing, and then somebody had their phone out. You know, there was quite a few people standing around, and one of the guys in there had their phone out, and they shot the footage, and I put it on Facebook. And here we are today, you know, almost at 2 million views. I can't honestly say I expected it to do that many numbers just off me singing a cappella and beating on the counter, but I've always done that, so I'm pretty good at it, you know?
Right, and you know what? It was incredible. I wouldn't take away anything from that video, because that video showed you in your essence. And by watching it, I could tell that it came from a deep place inside.
Right.
And with that being said, you did mention that you were just getting out of prison. You want to tell us a little bit of something about yourself? I know you know, were born and raised in Detroit, but give us some background history.
Like you said, born and raised in Detroit, you know, although I've been outside of Detroit as I got older, but this is where I've been, you know, in and out of trouble, always in trouble, always the bad kid, you know, so that's why you see on my page it says I Am Greedy Boy, which was a nickname that my grandma gave me because I used to eat, but I was always in trouble somehow, like trouble always seemed to find me, but music has always been a part of me. Like, as far as I can remember, I've been singing. I've always been singing, and then I learned how to rap when I was about 10. But singing and expressing myself through song has always been something that I've done. Like, even when I was upset, I'll find something to sing about. Or even when my mama got mad at me about something I did, I'll find a way to make her not so mad by singing something to her playfully. You feel what I'm saying? So that's always been my way to escape the horrors and the bad things that go on in Detroit. Even though I was involved in a lot of it, I still always had that side of me. So now what I do is I take my stories and I convert them into music, and I put them out there for the people to hear. It's my testimony, everything that I've experienced. I See Dead People is just a song that I wrote. Really, I wrote it for Michael Jackson. Just in case I ever was to bump into him, I would have a song that I could say, hey, man, I wrote a song for you. You feel what I'm saying? I originally named it Thriller 2. You feel what I'm saying? So I changed the name to I See Dead People and incorporated some things when I was watching The Sixth Sense, that movie with the little kid, and I See Dead People. So it's a lot of elements that came with that. But then I also have songs like 80s Baby, where I'm describing, you know what I'm saying, from birth till now, almost a lot of details, you know what I'm saying, from growing up in poverty to jewelry to county to prison to in and out to hustling to sticking up to doing all the wrong things to finally I found God. You know, that's the moral of the story. Like, finally I found God. Like, he's always been there protecting me. You know, I've never been shot. I've never been stabbed. You know what I'm saying? I don't have those kind of stories. I was always the one doing the shooting or the stabbing. However, I'm not glorifying that, but I'm saying,
of course,
I've never been a victim of that kind of behavior. I've always only been a victim of myself or a victim of my circumstances. However, finally I looked up and found God, you know what I'm saying? And now things are actually taking off in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually on the right path. And it's a beautiful feeling, man. It is beautiful to be able to look back and see the things that I've done and see the changes that I'm finally starting to make and to see that my dreams are finally starting to come to fruition. It's beautiful. It's truly beautiful.
And I can hear that. I can hear the compassion in your voice. And well, I'm glad that you made it, you know, here today, because of, you know, I know you said the things that you went through when you were young, and hey, our life could have been cut short a long time ago, but you were spared. And I believe you were spared for this moment, because there's some big things you are about to do that you don't even know yet. And upon reading your biography, though, I see that you wrote your first song at the age of 9. What was the name of that song?
Oh, I can't remember the name. Oh, yeah, it was called Sex Flow. That's what the name was. Sex Flow. Even though at nine, how much could a 9-year-old possibly know about sex? But that was
exactly
the name of the song. It was called Sex Flow. I think I was under the influence of some R. Kelly or something like that, which is, you know what I'm saying, one of the people that I've always looked up to, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to music writing. It's always been in me to write, you feel what I'm saying? I always kept a little notepad, and I remember that being my first song. I don't think I can remember I wish I would have tried to remember it last night, but I don't think I can remember the lyrics. It's been so long. There's been so many songs between there and now. But, yeah, that was my first song, Sex Flow.
Oh, wow. I would love you if you could remember that.
I wish I could. I could, but I can't.
But you'll be able to recall it one day, and you're like, now it comes after the interview.
I probably wouldn't do nothing with it though, because I mean I was only 9. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
To write a song at 9, it didn't have no substance in it, I'm sure. But you know, we start sometimes when you start at an early age. I wish I could have had somebody behind me to point me in the right direction at that time. Maybe, who knows where I might be? You know what I'm saying, at this moment. But,
right. With that being said, now, do you have any siblings, any brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah. I got a little sister named Jasmine. I got a brother that's a year older than me. His name Kevin. You know what I'm saying? And they support me to death. You know what I'm saying? Like, they love me to death. Like, my family is around, but even though it's spread out, you know, I still get love from my immediate family. You feel what I'm saying? My mother, my father, my brother, my sister, and a few cousins that love me to death. But I've been in and out of lockup so much. It's like, how good do they really know me? And then when I do come home, it's always like I spend time with the people that I meet in the streets, or the people that I had relationships with in prison, friendships with in prison. And, you know, ain't nothing in prison but criminals. So I come right home to be friends and family with criminals, with more criminals. So I just continue to do the same thing. I continue to do the same cycle. You feel what I'm saying? Come home, get in trouble, grab some drugs, sell some drugs, hustle to try to make some money, all with the intention of financing my music. But by the time I get ready to put something out, I'm locked right back up. It's ridiculous. So this time I just went back for a year. You know what I'm saying? I did a total of 12 years. You feel what I'm saying? This time I just went back for a year. And in that 1 year, I did more growing than I did in the entire other 11 years that I did going in and out, in and out, in and out. So,
and sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes it takes 1 month, you know, but at least you finally got it and you're back in society with us and you're ready to do it the right way.
Right.
Now, I also want to ask you, I asked you about the siblings for a reason. Now, is anybody else in your family outside of yourself doing music, or did they do church choirs or anything like that?
No, but you want to know what's funny is I got three nephews and I got a daughter. I got a 5-year-old daughter. That's all they do is sing. Nobody else I know in my family sings. But my nephews, they know all my songs and they know how to sing. That's crazy.
Wow.
And my daughter, that's all she do is sing. Like when I ask my nephews, like, what y'all want to be when y'all grow up? They always say they want to be me. Like, they don't say, you know what I'm saying? So I really got to set a positive example for them. That way they don't actually follow the bad example that I've set
exactly.
So far as being locked up. But the aspect they're talking about is my music. I don't think they ever know where I am when I'm going. You feel what I'm saying? Because they're still
mm-hmm.
young. The oldest one is 10. You feel what I'm saying? So They always say they want to be me. I ask them all the time, like, what y'all want to be when y'all grow up? And they're like, we want to be you, Uncle Antoine. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
So you got some huge shoes to fill because they watching you like a hawk.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and that's great to know. But I can tell.
Go ahead.
You can go ahead.
No, I was just saying they're going to have a beautiful example to follow. Like, all my examples were negative. All the examples that I had to follow, all the big homies that I looked up to, they never did nothing positive. So, naturally, I would fall into the same situations. I would fall into the same circumstances and follow the same examples that they set. So my goal is to continue to move forward with what I'm doing, the way I'm doing it, staying on the path that I'm on. You feel what I'm saying? So now that they're watching me, that I'm out here, that they're actually able to see what I'm doing, they'll have an example to follow. You feel what I'm saying? Hopefully, when the finances come in, I'll be able to finance things that they want to do growing up, as opposed to them having to go out and rob and steal for whatever it may be, or for them to have to sell drugs to buy whatever it is that they might want to possess. All they have to do is give me a call, and it will be at their disposal.
All right, so Antoine, coming up, and I know you've been in and out of the system off and on in your life, but was there anybody that inspired you growing up? I know music has always been before you, but who was your biggest inspiration as far as music?
My biggest inspiration I would definitely have to say R. Kelly, hands down. Like there were other people that inspired me, you know, Usher, of course, Michael Jackson, you know, as I got older, you know, but I listened to a lot of rap music too, MJG and 8-Ball, Master P, Jay-Z,
no doubt,
big influence, you know what I'm saying? UGK was a big influence, you know, but as far as music writing, as far as writing songs, R. Kelly was the biggest influence in my life. I love the way he writes songs. You feel what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I never tried to emulate him. It just naturally, it always came to me naturally to be able to write. And I just looked up to him. I always listened to his songs. Whenever I did a talent show when I was younger, when I was really young, I used to do talent shows and stuff. I always did an R. Kelly song.
Really?
I always did an R. Kelly song. No, except for once I did that Black Street that Before I Let You Go, Before I Let You Go. That was that joint when they came out. I've always loved to do music though. It's the only thing that I'm really passionate about. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt. Now, you say Kells is your biggest inspiration, and you sung a lot of his songs during talent shows. I don't see Kells. The thing about you, you're super unique. Your sounds are.
Right.
I can't compare you to anybody except Antoine Tate.
That's beautiful. That's the only person I need to be compared to.
So many artists are out there trying to emulate other artists. But
right.
When I hear you and I see you, you are you. I don't see nobody else inside of that performance that I saw on the video but you.
Right.
And of course,
I've heard I've heard quite a few comparisons, though, like with different songs, because all my songs don't sound the same. You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes I might sing a song and the person might say, well, that kind of reminds me of John Legend. Or I might sing a song and they'll say, well, you kind of sound like Life Jennings. Or you kind of sound like CeeLo Green on that song. I've heard some, but none of those comparisons are bad, in my opinion.
Right.
But
they're not.
I appreciate the fact that when you hear it, you hear Antoine Tate, and that's what's most important. Like, that's what I want people to hear. I don't want to sing and have people say, oh, that sounds like John Legend. I want them to be able to recognize my voice right off the bat, like, oh, that's Antoine Tate. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And you know, you have that unique voice, and you know what? That's what sells. People want to hear something different, and
right.
You have it. All right, we are now up on halftime. And what I'm going to do now is play a little bit of that video that is going to make Mr. Antoine Tate famous. So for those of you who are tuned in, let's get ready. I'm going to play it right now. And then we'll come back after that. And then, Antoine, you can tell them, you know, about how to reach you and your things that you have going on in the future. But until then, here is I See Dead People.
Homie, don't see him coming, but I do. Them niggas is creeping behind you. Never move out work if it ain't your turf. Niggas shouldn't have to remind you. Them bullets is flying now. That boy is crying now. But nobody hears a sound. I see dead people. Never cheat on me, she said. She was talking to a man with a heart full of anger and a 357 banger in my hand. She put two in his chest. Put two more in his head. She said, if she can have him, then nobody can. She couldn't let him go, but didn't have the strength to hold on. But the gun go ahead and swallow. If you kill my homeboy, so I gotta avenge that. Black man, and I know it's been bad. I want you a lot to get you, so I know I won't miss you. I'm taking whoever with you. Dear Lord, don't let me die tonight. But if I shall be more awake, I'll accept my fate. I committed to my heart was in the right place. I did what I did to put food on my plate. So when they come for me, keep me safe. I see dead people coming out of their graves, wiping dirt off their shirts, still walking around the earth, watching the devil.
We're working on it,
and you're already close to 2 million views. That lets you know what's about to happen for you, boo. Period.
Oh my God.
That is awesome. I haven't seen anything like it my whole 7 years on the station. I haven't heard anything like that. And I'm talking about coming from an independent artist. Someone that
right.
has not been already. You are just awesome. And
thank you.
Just want to say thank you, guys. And, hey, you heard it here first. His first interview was on KPTR Party Train Radio with your girl, DJ Carmi. You know I got to put that plug out there.
Ain't no doubt, DJ Carmi. Okay.
Okay, so, Antoine, let them know what you got going on right now. What can we see in the future from you?
Right now, like I said, I'm working on the I See Dead People as a single. After that, I'll be pushing the album. The album is going to be outstanding. Every song on there, I'm not absolutely sure what I'm going to call it yet because I got so much material. I think I'm gonna just put together a collection of the best songs I got because you want to put your best foot forward. But who's to say? You know, I got so many good songs. I think I have nothing but hits. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm just speaking the fact that I've gone through so much. So be expecting that album from Antoine Tate. After the single, I See Dead People, if anybody wants to get at me, they can find me on Facebook at Antoine Tate. You can find me on Instagram at I Am Greedy Boy. And for serious inquiries about features, people can email me at mr.tate313@gmail.com. That's mr.tate313@gmail.com, all lowercase letters. And big things are to be expected from Antoine Tate. Really huge thing.
I believe that. So right now, are you taking booking requests? Can they book you now? Are you just ready?
I'm definitely ready. The only one thing is I can't really travel. As I said, I'm on tether. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's
gotcha. The
condition of the parole down here in Michigan. But if people are willing to travel, we can make it happen. Or they could just email me the track, I'll get it recorded here, and I'll email them back as long as the business is being taken care of. You understand what I'm saying? I am available to be booked.
And guys, let me spell his name for you because it may look like it may not look like it sounds. That's Antoine, it's A-N-T-O-I-N-E, Tate. A-N-T-O-I-N-E, Tate, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed, Antoine Tate.
All right. Now, Antoine, for the independent artists that are now tuning in, listening to us, is there any thing you would like to share with them, any inspirations or, you know, something that they need to help push them farther along?
One thing I've learned is no matter what you go through, you have to go through it. Don't give up and don't get down on yourself because I went through a lot of hard times where I felt like that's all my life would be, was just hard times. And finally, I looked up and found God. You understand what I'm saying? Once I found God and started living my life the right way, like you don't have to be super religious or holier than thou. You just have to be righteous. You have to do things the right way, and everything that your heart desires will begin to fall into your lap. Not everything at once. But everything that your heart has ever desired, I'm telling you from experience, will start to fall into your lap. And you will start to see that your dreams can manifest. Like, you will start to feel like you're stepping from hell into heaven. Literally. Whatever your heaven may be, whatever your dream has always been, you will start to see yourself step into that dream. All you have to do is find God and give up whatever it is you're doing that's wrong, because even if you feel like it's right, is going to lead you to two places, like your mama used to tell you. It's going to lead you to jail, or you're going to be dead. And she ain't never lied to you. You feel what I'm saying? So keep doing whatever it is you're doing. Anybody that's listening, if you have something that you're passionate about, do it, pursue it, and do it yourself. Let other people see that you're serious about it. Do it yourself. Don't depend on others to do it for you because they won't take you seriously. So do it yourself, and then if you need help, because nobody can do anything all alone, you know, except for God. God created everything by himself. You feel what I'm saying? But us as men, we do sometimes need help. We do sometimes need assistance. But put your own foot forward first and do it yourself.
Right.
That's all I can tell you.
Yeah,
if you want a hit song, if you want a hit song from the year 2016 and forward, contact Antoine Tate. that's a good advice.
That's what's up. And a lot of times that's what's missing. There's a missing element, you know, and sometimes they'd be out there and they get lost and they fall and they don't know
right. How
to get back up. But God is that missing element. Don't forget him. He's never left you. He's always been there.
He'll never leave you. He'll never leave you, but you got to look up and you got to accept him. That's the only way it works.
And you are a prime example because I know that day when you made that video, you didn't expect all this.
I didn't. I just thought I was just trying to prove myself. I was just trying to prove myself to a person that I felt had a little bit of doubt in her voice. Like she didn't know I could do what I could do. So I mean, but that's what I've always wanted to do. And now that things are happening, those opportunities are being afforded to me, and I just got to stay focused and stay on the right path. That's all it is. The only person that can hurt me right now is me.
Absolutely, you are your own worst enemy.
Indeed.
Always been true. Well, you know, it was such a pleasure talking to you, Antoine Tate. And of course, KPGR definitely wishes you the best. And we're going to follow you wherever you go, keep track of what you do, because I know you're about to do some big things.
No doubt. Thank you.
And, you're welcome. And it's an honor that you let your girl, DJ Carmi, do your very first interview. That's right. You heard him first right here on KPTR Behind the Music with your girl, DJ Carmi. For all of the independent artists that are tuned in right now, if you're looking to get yourself heard and you want to be on radio, the station website address is www.partytrainradio.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook. That's DJ Space Carmi. Or go to the Party Train Radio fan page and hit us up. And my voice lasted to the very end.
Now, as soon as I get that recorded version of I See Dead People, I'm going to make sure you get that immediately.
And we certainly appreciate it. So, guys, it's Antoine Tate, A-N-T-O-I-N-E, and that's also your name on Facebook, correct?
Yep.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I do, but I don't remember because I ain't been on it in a while. I guess I have to start another one. Is that important? I need a Twitter.
You need to be everywhere you can on the internet.
All right.
They need to be able to Google your name, and we have 10 pages of your name come up in Google. Everywhere.
You got two pages, Antoine. You just two different pages, Antoine Tate.
No, I said they need to be able to Google your name. And you pop up on two pages of Google.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm about to make it happen then.
That's right.
I'm about to make that happen.
And we want to thank you all so much for being tuned in. And Tate, once again, thank you so much for being on air. And we are out.
All right.
Peace.